This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We got a new sponsor of the show, by the way, Finest Known. Finest Known. You know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known has a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known, because I've known Adam Crum for a long time, he's a great guy, real credibility in this business. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, reminds me of Dan Rodheimer. They went big! Gonna smash you in the head with a chair! They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878, is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantees anywhere in America, and as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for $1. $1! And if you mention my name, Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send you an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer only for the fans of Wayne Allen Root. Just say war when you call, and you get the 21st coin for $1 in the first 20 coins at the best price guarantee in America. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. All right, so I mentioned this at the very end of my interview with wrestler Dan Rodheimer, now running for United States Congress in CD3. Kirk Douglas has died, screen legend Kirk Douglas, actor, Hollywood legend, dead at 103 years old. Famous for his dimpled chin and his chiseled features, virile Hollywood roles. Member of my tribe, nice Jewish boy, Kirk Douglas, father of Michael Douglas, one of the coolest, handsomest guys in his own era of Hollywood. Just what a family. What a cool family. Kirk Douglas dead at 103, and, you know, you start to say, oh, I feel sad, and then you go, nah, I don't feel sad, because he's 103 when he died. That's an incredible life. You lived a great life, man. Nobody's ever led a better life than Kirk Douglas for 103 years. Kirk Douglas, what a guy. What a guy. So, there's so many things to talk about. Pelosi was mandated to preserve Trump's signed copy of his State of the Union speech, and she tore it up. She should be censured. She should be kicked out of Congress. She should be prosecuted. And you go, Wayne, that's so severe. You would prosecute someone for ripping up a State of the Union? Well, what do you call what they just did to Trump? They tried to ruin the man's life over a phone call, and he released the exact script of the two phone calls, and they were fine. I don't know if they were perfect, as he put it. They were pretty close to perfect. There's nothing wrong in them. And they made a mountain out of a molehill. They should all be sick. They're all mentally ill. They should be ashamed of themselves. So, of course, I prosecute her. U.S. law requires that Pelosi preserve any official government document. Whoever having custody, here's the actual law. Whoever having the custody of destroys the same shall be fined, shall forfeit his office, and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. Nancy Pelosi chose to publicly destroy a document, an important document. Interesting. Interesting. How come laws are only enforced against Republicans, and it's a frame job, and it's a fix, and it's a witch hunt, and that's okay? He didn't do anything wrong. But Nancy Pelosi, and before her, Hillary Clinton, did very bad things that were really wrong, and nobody ever enforced it, and the FBI excused it all, and makes up new statements. They make up new laws that you didn't really do anything wrong. Oh, it's no big deal. When Trump does, it's the biggest deal in the world. And these crazy people that sat in their white dresses, these crazy women. The president talks about 7 million people coming off of food stamps. Congressional Democrats in their hands and hissed. Hissed. Ted Cruz last night scowled at the Democrats' behavior during the State of the Union address. So you had to be out of the floor to understand how bad it really was. They refused to cheer record unemployment rates, wage gains, foreign policy success. And then Ted Cruz says, I'll tell you the moment that I actually thought was the saddest and most revealing when the president talked about 7 million people coming off food stamps. There were congressional Democrats who hissed, who audibly hissed. Now think about what that reveals. They're rooting for Americans in poverty to be trapped in poverty, independence. That 7 million people have gotten jobs that are providing for their kids. And I couldn't agree with him more. But they're crazy people. You know, we talked about Dan Rodheimer's opponent, Susie Lee. You're talking about a mental illness in liberal, in liberals in general. But here's a good example. Liberal white women pay $2,500 a piece to be lectured about how racist they are. They pay $2,500 to attend dinners at which they are lectured by two non-white women about how racist they are. This is a story in The Guardian, of a newspaper in England. The Guardian reports on Race to Dinner, a scheme where co-founders Regina Jackson, who's black, and Sarah Rayo, who identifies as Indian American, make white, guilt-ridden, rich white women admit to their subconscious bigotry. Recently, I've been driving around seeing a black person having an assumption they're up to no good, says Allison Gubser. Immediately after, I'm like, that's no good. This is human. They're just doing their thing. Why do I think that? Participants were asked, what was a racist thing you just did recently? Jess Campbell-Swampson struggled to prostrate herself adequately, stuttering, I want to hire people of color, not because I want to be a white savior. I've explored my need for validation. I'm working through that. Yeah, I'm struggling, before giving up. Do you understand how nutty these people? I've been around people like this my whole life, because I was raised in New York. So I was around a ton of liberals in New York. Then I went to Columbia University, nothing but liberals, nutty liberals who their whole lives are about psychiatrists and their therapists. And then I was in Hollywood, right? I produced several of the biggest hit reality TV shows. And I was the star of many TV shows. And I'm a star of a TV show now. And so I'm around Hollywood people, and they're all neurotic nutcases. And I dated nothing but models and actresses when I was in Los Angeles in the late 80s, early 90s. And every girl I dated was a whack job. They were all nuts. They were all crazy people. Another woman, Morgan Richards, admitted she was still potentially racist despite adopting two black children. When someone patronizingly labeled her a white savior for adopting them, Richards responded, what I went through to be a mother, I didn't care if they were black. Now, unless I'm being silly here, I think that's a pretty racist statement. That's how liberals think. What I went through to be a mother, I didn't care if they were black. In other words, I'll take anything. I'll even take a black child. Isn't that what the liberal just said? And then Rayo challenged her, so you admit it's stooping low to adopt a black child. To which Richards responded by accepting that the undertone of her statement was racist. Well, actually, Richards is racist, because that is a pretty racist statement. I'd even take a black child. That's liberals. They're all looking in the mirror like Saul Alinsky. Whatever they see, they blame us. We're the racists, except they're the racist. The organizers say the events are proving extremely popular, and that 15 dinners have been held so far. Total cost $37,500. A commentator, Chris Menahan, commented, I understand polls show liberal white women are the only racial group on the planet who view their own in-group negatively, but dropping $2,500 on a dinner just to wallow in ethnomachism, I don't know what that means, seems like a bit much. You know, these people all remind me, I guess they all went to Columbia like I did. I never like people who speak in intellectual terms and try and come up with big words to try and prove they're smarter than everybody else. I always hated that. And I got to tell you, that's what these people are like. And then she commented on Twitter, ladies, you can come to my house, pay me $2,500 American to come to your home, eat all your food, and insult you. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting story because it shows the mental illness of all these people, like Nancy Pelosi, like Susie Lee. They're all nutcases. And here, by the way, this is all that really matters in the end. This is what matters. Trump wins the night. 74% of Americans believe they will be better off financially this year. An all-time record. first of all, it was the best State of the Union ever. No president ever enjoyed success and achievements like Trump. And a new Gallup poll, you know, the same one that shows Trump at all-time high 49% popularity, all-time high 63% love his economy, finds 74% of Americans say they'll be better off this year financially, a new all-time record. Folks, that's what it's all about. Today, the stock markets went through the roof. Today, we found out incredible news about jobs, the most in 5 years in a month, the month of January, the most in 5 years, the best results in 5 years. And now you find out 74% of Americans think they're going to do great this year. You think they're voting against Trump? Who would be dumb enough to do that? Alabama Senator Doug Jones, Mitt Romney, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, say it isn't so, at two, morons, complete morons, like the guy who stabbed Julius, Democrat Alabama Senator Doug Jones will vote to impeach Trump. This is before, of course, the vote happened, so we know he did it, but I printed this out this morning, assuring the GOP pick up a Senate seat this fall. Are you kidding me? Alabama? You had maybe a slight chance of getting reelected in Alabama. If the Republicans choose anyone decent, you're going down to a defeat. And you do this? Now you're done. You and Mitt Romney are both suicidal. Suicide, Mitt Romney. Suicide. Hashtag suicide, Alabama Senator Doug Jones. Joe Manchin, you're another moron. I thought you had a modicum of common sense, just a little bit. Don Trump Jr. calls for Mitt Romney to be expelled from the GOP for voting with Democrats in favor of the sham impeachment. I'm with you. What do we got to do, Don Jr.? Anything we got to do, I'm on the team to literally expel Mitt Romney. He cannot have the letter R or the name Republican next to his name anymore. Put a scarlet letter next to his name. Make him an independent. He should be a member of the idiot party. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the Wayne Allen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered, is Newsmax TV. You know that my show is on every night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. If you're listening in Vegas, 5 o'clock every night in Vegas on Channel 96 Cox Cable. But we're making a move. I will let you know. As of now, my understanding is Tuesday, the 25th of February, we're moving to 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. East, which is a much better time on the West Coast, and I think it's a pretty darn good time on the East Coast, too, because primetime TV is between 8 o'clock at night, or actually it's 7 o'clock at night and 11 o'clock at night. So we stay in primetime on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, we move into primetime TV. Most people still on the road at 5 o'clock. Now you can listen to me at 5 o'clock on the road on the West Coast and still come home and catch me on TV at 7 o'clock at night. So Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered 5 nights a week right now at 8 p.m. Eastern. Coming up in about 2 weeks, we'll be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. You have other TV options. To make it simple, call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system anywhere in the country to tell them you demand Newsmax so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Root. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And you can always watch free at NewsmaxTV.com live or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone free. Let's talk about some interesting news. I keep coming back to Mitt Romney. I wanted to come back all day today to Nancy Pelosi. What a terrible human being Nancy Pelosi is. But the reality is that as horrible as Nancy Pelosi is, Mitt Romney is equally horrible. How any Republican could vote to convict President Trump is stunning, stunningly stupid. Your career is over. Suicide Mitt. Hashtag suicide Mitt. Here's what Donald Trump Jr. said about him. And by the way, Romney defended the Biden crime family and their involvement with Burisma Holdings. Why? Why would Romney defend the Biden's corruption and involvement with Burisma? Because Romney's advisor, Joseph Kofor Black, joined the board of Burisma while Hunter Biden was serving on the board. Don Trump Jr. said Romney is joining the Democrats because he's too weak to beat him. He says Mitt Romney's forever bitter. He'll never be president of the United States. He was too weak to beat the Democrats then, so he's joining them now. He's now officially a member of the resistance and should be expelled from the GOP. I agree. Get rid of this bum, loser Mitt Romney. Hashtag loser. Hashtag Mitt suicide. GOP Representative Lee Zeldin shreds Romney for supporting impeachment. Schiff recruited a sore loser to play along, he says. Lee Zeldin ripped Rhino Senator Mitt Romney for voting to convict Trump on Article 1, abuse of power. Romney told the Senate today, as a senator, he swore an oath before God. I love when people vote the way they do because they claim God. He said something about his Mormon faith. Really? The Mormon faith tells you to stick with Democrats who want to murder babies after they're born. You're a loser and a liar. The Mormon faith says tax people who make money and work hard to earn it and redistribute it to people who don't and want welfare all day. The Mormon faith says let every illegal alien in the country through open borders and let them all rip off our schools and rip off our healthcare system and create sanctuary cities where they protect murderers. Is that what Mormons believe in, Mitt? I don't think so. You're a loser. Senator Mitt Romney says, I take an oath before God. The task to vote against my president is difficult. With regards to Hunter Biden taking advantage of his father's place, it's unsavory but not a crime. The president delayed funds to a foreign ally at war. The president's purpose was a flagrant assault under our electoral rights, corrupting an election to keep oneself in office, one of the most abusive actions. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I read the two transcripts. You are a liar. Trump never delayed aid to Ukraine. The military aid was released 3 weeks early, and they got every penny. And then he voted to acquit on the second obstruction of Congress because he knows he's going to get thrown out for sure. If he voted on both, convict, the end of his career. But I think it's the end of his career anyway. People are sick of him. Representative Lee Zeldin of New York ripped Romney as a sore loser. Mitt Romney absolutely despises that Donald Trump was elected president. He was not, said Zeldin. The sore loser mentality launched a sham impeachment and corruptly rigged and jammed it through the House. It looks like Schiff recruited himself a sore loser buddy on the GOP side to play along. He tweeted that out. So why would Romney defend the Biden's corruption involvement with Burisma? Because Romney's advisor joined the board of Burisma. These guys are all the same. Deep state dirt. Deep state filth. Rip it off the American people. Mitt Romney sells his soul to George Soros, the Democrat Party, who want to ruin our country. You know what that makes you, Mitt? The devil. Evil. You're no Republican. Throw him out in his ass. Finished with you. And Nancy Pelosi, she committed a crime 50 times worse than what you're accusing Trump of. Prosecutor. Wayne Allyn Root, War, Raw and Unfiltered.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is claiming victory after the Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment.
In a statement, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says this was a sham impeachment attempt concocted by Democrats that ended with full exoneration of the president. She also says that President Trump is going to continue to work on behalf of the American people in 2020 and beyond, and will put this shameful behavior by Democrats in the past. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky characterizes how he thought the impeachment trial went.
So I'm not sitting here predicting what will be the biggest issue in November, but I can tell you this. I can tell you this. Right now, this is a political loser for them.
And just into the newsroom, Kirk Douglas, one of the first box office stars of the silver screen, has died at the age of 103. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment, as my doctor suggests. I've been saying this for months now. Cold and flu season's here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and the flu. How about the coronavirus? I mean, I can't make any claims. I have no idea, but I know that I drink that silver solution like five times a day. That stuff ain't going to be getting me. My body's going to be so filled with silver, those little virus germs can't live. Those coronavirus are going to run for their lives. Help, help, the silver's attacking me. Not going to let them do it. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. Will not harm a good bacteria. Well, coronavirus is a bad virus. So that's good stuff. It's been good for me. It's been good for my brain fog is gone. No more fog in the morning. No more leaky gut syndrome after I eat. There's no problem. I don't feel tired. I don't want to fall asleep 2 seconds after I eat. No colds and no flu in 4 years, and they saved me with my hoarse voice. I suck on my silver lozenges, and my voice stays alive to do this show every day, 3 hours a day. Get 20% off and the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or use promo code ROOT and go online, mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT, mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT, and then type in promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off, not just your first order, every single order, 866-660-9868. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests, for being the sponsor of the show for so long now, almost 2 years. And thank you, My Doctor Suggests, for keeping my listeners and my viewers healthy. All right, we've got our guest here, Justin Haskins, editorial editor at the Heartland Institute, editor-in-chief of StoppingSocialism.com. He's a guy who knows a lot about socialism, and we're dealing with a whole bunch of socialists on the Democrat side. And so, great to have you with us, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for...
Justin, you're going in and out. I don't know why that is, but are you? Speak to me. Are you there, Justin?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
There you go. I hear you now. Now we're good. So, you know, it's funny because everyone on the Democrat side appears to be a socialist to me, except for maybe you could argue Michael Bloomberg. But even Bloomberg is like a socialist dictator. He's not a socialist about money per se, but, you know, he's the guy that told everybody that you're not allowed to drink a big drink of soda, a big gulp. You know, you have to limit the size of your drinks. He's the one that told everybody you have to list at a restaurant the amount of salt in all your food. He seems like a socialist dictator to me. So they all are socialists in a way.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that at the very least, every major Democratic Party candidate running right now has socialist tendencies. Whether they're full-blown socialists or, you know, to what degree they're socialists, I think is debatable. It's up in the air. Some are more so than others. But they all have socialist tendencies without any question at all.
And I just can't imagine Democrats allowing – I've said for 2 years now they're never going to allow Biden to be the nominee because he's white, he's male, and he's older. And they hate old white men and straight old white men, right? And so Bloomberg's under all the same categories. Matter of fact, I think Bloomberg is a year or two older than Biden. So I don't see them ever letting either one be the presidential nominee except if they're forced at gunpoint or Hillary and her group, you know, kind of rigs the election again in favor of someone she supports or maybe herself. But I don't see how they're going to let Bloomberg be the nominee. But tell us about this Iowa caucus debacle. What a disaster for the Democrat Party. And doesn't it prove that socialists can't make the trains run on time?
I think it proves not only that socialists can't make the trains run on time, but that really any sort of bureaucratic system, any kind of political apparatus is totally incapable of managing anything even remotely complex. And this really wasn't that complex. I mean, really all they're doing is voting, in some cases just in gymnasiums, and then recording those votes and reporting those votes. That's all it is. And yet they couldn't even figure out a way to make that work. I mean, I just don't understand why people believe that big, gigantic, bureaucratic organizations are capable of managing complex decisions. There's no way that they're able to do that. We've seen that throughout the course of human history, throughout the course of American history. We see it every single day right now here in America with things like Amtrak, which is just trains, the Postal Service, which is just delivering the mail. No matter what the government touches, it fails spectacularly so, and this is just another example of it. And in this case, you would think that they would have a special interest to make sure this works really well, especially because the last Iowa caucuses went so poorly, and they still couldn't figure out a way to make it work. So, yeah, absolutely, this is proof that I just don't think gigantic bureaucratic systems are very efficient.
Right. No, they're not. I mean, obviously, history proves they're not, and Venezuela proves they're not, Cuba proves they're not, Soviet Union proves they're not, China proves they're not, Greece proves they're not. I mean, there's a lot of failing socialist countries out there. Zimbabwe proves they're not. Pretty much the whole continent of Africa proves they're not. Let's talk, and by the way, who did win in Iowa? In other words, is it official that Mayor Pete won? I thought that was just with like 60% reporting, right?
Well, we're up to over 80% at this point, and the delegate count is 512 for Mayor Pete and 488 for Bernie Sanders. And so it's very, very close. It's essentially a tie between those two, but that's a big win, really, for both of them, especially for Mayor Pete when you think about where he was at just a few months ago. But Bernie Sanders as well. I mean, he was having health problems. It looked like his campaign was declining. Now it's back on the rise. All the polls show he's going to do very, very well in New Hampshire and potentially do well in Nevada. We'll see. But all the momentum right now is with Bernie Sanders and with Mayor Pete.
Right. Well, I mean, in this one case, I would say if Bernie was considered like an also-ran and no chance of winning, I would say this was a great performance by him and Mayor Pete, like you said. But I got to tell you, Justin Haskins, I think Bernie was expected to win Iowa. Most polls showed him comfortably ahead. So I don't think being in second is necessarily a big win. I think he's the one that got robbed here. Somehow they rigged this thing and they ripped him off. And I think it's because Mayor Pete, you know, everyone knows he's too young. Everyone knows he's too inexperienced. Everyone knows he'd be a sacrificial lamb. There's no way he could be the nominee, so maybe he's a placeholder for Hillary's group, and they're trying to figure out who to stick in there at the last minute. Hillary herself, John Kerry, Oprah Winfrey, I don't know who they're thinking of, but they know it can't be Bernie, so they're trying to ruin him, so they rigged it so Mayor Pete for the moment would ruin Bernie's thunder. I got to think this was an attempt to ruin Bernie. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, nothing would surprise me at this point in time, especially when you're dealing with these people. Absolutely nothing would surprise me. I think I agree with you that Bernie did not necessarily do as well as people thought going into it, but he did well enough. He did better than Elizabeth Warren that if he does very well in New Hampshire on top of it, then he's going to come out of these two races, you would think, as the front runner. And that really puts a lot of pressure on Elizabeth Warren to get out of the race. And if she gets out of the race, you got to figure most of those people are going to run to Bernie Sanders because he's much more in line with her on things like Medicare for All than Mayor Pete or Joe Biden. And if that happens, then you're going to see Bernie Sanders get a massive uptick in support going into these other primaries where he's not expected to do as well. So I think that's why it's still a win for Bernie. It's not as good of a win as I think he was hoping for. It's entirely possible he's getting screwed again by the Democratic Party.
I think
and nothing would shock me at this point in time, no.
Because they can't win with Bernie, and they know that. He's way too extreme. There's no way they could win. But you know what's funny? You're the right guy to talk to about this. Most people don't understand when I say this. In my opinion, Justin, Obama is a total socialist. Hillary's a total socialist. John Kerry's a total socialist. They just hide it better than a Bernie Sanders does. Bernie doesn't bother to hide it. He tells you honestly what he is. So when they all get hysterical and say, oh my God, Bernie's too extreme. Oh my God, we can't win with Bernie. They're right, but it's not because they're any different than Bernie. It's because they just believe in incrementally destroying America and making us socialist, and he believes in doing it all in one day. They're the same. They believe in the exact same things, don't you think?
I absolutely do. In fact, I think you could make a very strong argument that the Democratic Party, through ideas like modern monetary theory, which for those of your listeners don't necessarily know what that is, essentially what it is this belief that debt doesn't really matter when you have central banks that can just print as much money as they want, and governments that can print as much money as they want, and that's what we have here in the United States. And so that system has essentially been standard operating procedure for the Democratic Party now for a very long time. People who are very high-level academics in that modern monetary theory world have been very closely tied with the Democratic Party in the Senate and with the Bernie Sanders campaign and with other very influential Democrats. And that is, in effect, a form of socialism, because what it means is if the government can just print an infinite amount of money, then they can control virtually everything in society. And if you read what modern monetary theorists believe, like Stephanie Kelton, that's exactly what they're calling for. That's exactly what they want. And those people have incredible influence in the upper echelon of the Democratic Party, and they've had that for a long time. And when you look at the spending that the Democrats have been proposing for decades now, it shows, it illustrates that that's really what they're after. They really want to control the vast majority of the economy at minimum, and some of them want to control virtually all of the economy. That would be your Bernie Sanders type. So, yeah, I would say that for a very long time, they have been very crafty about being honest about their true intentions. Bernie Sanders is maybe the most honest person running for president right now because he's been so open about this for so long.
Right.
But you're exactly right. That's why he cannot win. He will not win if he's the nominee, and the establishment knows that.
Right, because Obama just hit it really well. But I called in from day one. I don't know if you know this, Justin Haskins, editorial editor at the Heartland Institute. But Justin, I was Obama's college classmate at Columbia University, class of 83. All the kids I knew at Columbia were all socialists and communists, and they all defended it all day long. So I knew what he was, and I knew that he bragged in his autobiography that he didn't go to class much. That's why no one ever saw him, he said. But he was always at the, what was it called? I forgot. The Cooper Institute, I think it was. And he was at Communist Party meetings. And I thought, a guy who admits that in his autobiography, you know what you're dealing with. Nobody changes. The way they are in college, the way they think in college, is the way their brain is set for the rest of their lives. So Obama was just really good at hiding what a total socialist Marxist he was. Bernie Sanders is not. He tells you right in your face, I'm a socialist, I'm a Marxist. Justin Haskins, editorial editor, Heartland Institute editor-in-chief of StoppingSocialism.com. He knows the dangers of socialism. Thanks, Justin, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War. We get back more on the Wayne Allyn Root Show and then Newsmax TV in about 10 minutes. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is the main title sponsor of the show, RootWall.com. Did I mention earlier in the show, this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas, KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred. Fred Weinberg is the owner of USA Radio, gave me my shot in national syndication. So we say the show is dedicated to Ed and Fred, and RootWall.com is the main title sponsor. We're in the RootWall.com studio. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. We need to back President Donald John Trump. We've got to build the wall, and we got to put up some of the money. We got to put up the seed money to show Trump that we got his back and we're behind him. And that's why I founded the PAC, Root for the Wall, the Root for the Wall PAC, because 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money Trump needs for the wall. Just call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or better yet, just go to rootwall.com and take Visa, MasterCard, and all those other cards right there on the spot. Rootwall.com, or we take checks, we take anything, you name it, PayPal. We will build this wall together. Build this wall together. And by the way, you also, for a $100 donation, you get for $100 or more, you get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. A beautiful commemorative wall brick. So you are part of the Roof of the Wall team. And the disclaimer required by the FEC, Roof of the Wall PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. Romney, what a loser Romney is. I can't help telling you what a loser Romney is. But let's move on a little bit. Let's talk about China, because I think that the Chinese situation is just out of control. They have crematoriums burning 24 hours a day, burning bodies, burning 100 bodies a day A worker at a funeral home in Wuhan has made disturbing claims. Chinese authorities insisted the death toll remains at about 500. But he says crematoriums are working 24/7 as they burn bodies of people killed by the coronavirus. Workers are reportedly working flat out without breaks as they are constantly sent more and more bodies, burning 100 bodies a day since January 28th. One insider who works at a funeral home in Wuhan has revealed the long working hours to deal with the surge of coronavirus deaths. Crematorium workers are reportedly working in makeshift protective suits and masks as they handle the bodies. It comes after the Chinese state media issued a decree banning funerals and demanding near-instant cremation for victims. Wow. Disturbing accounts and reports have been emerging from the city, leading to speculation that the death toll is being downplayed by the Communist Party. One worker says they're all exhausted. They're working 24/7, working without proper equipment. Identified only as Mr. Yun, he says 90% of our employees are working 24/7. We're not even allowed to go back home. All Wuhan cremation chambers are working 24/7. We really need more manpower, he says. And then another article talks about the fact they're locking people in their homes. Police lock potential coronavirus victim in her own home. House arrest gets a new meaning. A video out of China shows police locking a potential victim in her own home. The clip shows two officers padlocking the door while asking the resident inside, "You have enough rice and vegetables at home?" "I think so," the person inside says. "Okay, so don't come out. We're locking your door from the outside. Don't come out. It's good for everyone." Some areas of China have announced that they will impose the death penalty on anyone who intentionally spreads the virus to cause public harm. The question is what intentionally means. Can it be defined as anyone who breaks a quarantine? Will they kill you? Will they shoot you, execute you, because you snuck out of your house? Wow. As we highlighted yesterday, this article says, grisly footage shows the aftermath of a woman who was shot in the head for trying to break through a coronavirus roadblock. Wow, wow, wow. Aren't the Chinese wonderful people? And I saw an article earlier today. Here it is. Epidemic tracker in China may have accidentally leaked real data on the Wuhan virus deaths, and it's really bad. On late Saturday evening, which is February 1st, Tencent, on its webpage entitled Epidemic Situation Tracker, showed confirmed cases of coronavirus in China as standing at 154,023, 10 times higher than the official figure at the time. It listed the number of suspected cases as another 79,808, four times the official figure. And it listed the death toll at 24,589. These are numbers that scare Americans beyond belief. Can you imagine 25,000 people are dead in a matter of a couple of weeks? And that was on February 1st, which was Saturday. Can you imagine by now how bad it might have gotten? You know, today is Wednesday, so I mean, the death toll might already be 30,000, might be 35,000. The amount of people who have it might be 200,000, might be 300,000. Moments later, Tencent updated the numbers to reflect the government's official numbers of that day. Theories quickly emerged about the differing numbers. Some speculated Tencent has two sets of data, the real data and the Chinese government's data. Others speculate the numbers are even worse than Tencent said, noting as the virus sweeps across rural parts of China, many coronavirus patients die outside of hospitals and are not counted. And remember, the ones who are counted, they claim that they died of pneumonia. So that's how they're keeping these death numbers way down. They died of pneumonia, not coronavirus. All right, up next. Newsmax TV, last couple weeks, will be on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. We're shifting to 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. But right now, it starts now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Be varied by state.